Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba men la jan kase wosho, azunke wale le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
Constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, repeat.
iteration and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Friday, November 5th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive. High noon, the power lunch, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Time in Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me, along this spiritualist, hoodoo, Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick, the Opakuku, the knowledge of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio, each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evenings, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm not predicting a new show. I just can't handle it right now. Saturday evenings, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for 1 hour of Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, every day at high noon, for the power lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment or a reading request, please do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to your call as spirit does allow. Again, my live listening and calling number during live airing broadcast, area code 347-215-8967. And, of course, my website where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding. It's www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. .com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationship, Guiding Voices of Divination, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and We Are True Friends. And of course, these links can also be found on my main King profile, www.keen.com/divine-prince. And do be reminded, on at least 6 of my seven King profiles, I am still running my Crossroads special for $3.33 a minute. Only one of my King profiles, I believe, have I gone back to my regular minute rate of $9.99 a minute, and that is on my that is on my I Specialize in results, obey a Bokur profile. So make sure that you go, always go to my main King profile, www.kben.com/divine+prince, and you can view all of my profiles and make the appropriate selection for your request. I'm always available at any time on any line, obviously. But when you call on my astrology line, but you're more interested in love and relationships, or you call on my spiritualist line and you want a tarot reading, I'm often going to be unprepared when I answer the phone to meet your request, you know, specifically with the right divinationary tool and process. I have a reason I have more than one profile. They're divided for a very specific reason. For instance, my world astrology. Obviously, astrology charts take a lot more time and energy, so that profile tends to move slowest of all seven profiles, whereas love and relationships tends to be most popular, people's greatest concern, despite all the other parts of the 360-degree spectrum that make us who we are. That's typically our greatest concern, and it's also a place from where I typically can read empathically, without a tool, without any type of divinationary item. And I often end up doing so on most calls because, you know, once we get personal, it's kind of difficult to then follow a tool and read. And that's why for those up-and-coming practitioners, those quote-unquote experienced practitioners, be very careful about over-reliance on divinationary tools. It's almost like having an over-reliance on a computer. Many of you don't know the phone numbers of your family members anymore because your cell phone remembers it, your computer remembers it, your cordless phone at home remembers it. So we often now don't take the time to digest the detail, to fine-tune our experience. We've developed that fast food productive type mentality where we, you know, kind of all want the same kind of cookie cutter, you know, and you kind of hope that, you know, 6 out of 10 are going to be satisfied. Whereas we try and work on a much more personalized level. Indeed, all spirituality and religion must be approached at the most personal, individual level. It begins with you. It begins with me. It begins with God. And that is why in Hoodoo and other spiritual practices, we identify ourselves and God as one and the same. And all spiritual books tell you that. There's just a lot of manipulation that goes on from man in our understanding of that. But indeed, we are Creator God in the flesh. We are God and Goddess. We are created and creator. And we mirror and reflect back that heritage. And everything that we do, good and bad, that's why we must accept the reality of both God and Goddess and the devil. Because indeed we have the ability, the power, the authenticity to operate from either place of power. And indeed all religions, all spirituality, all forms of magic, witchcraft, ritual, practice, indigenous practices, have an understanding of absolute good and absolute evil. So we operate because of the very gift, blessing of being both spirit and flesh. We operate somewhere in the middle. And that is the challenge, the lesson of our being here on this earth plane, of our moving forward Otherwise, we're damned to be enslaved. We're damned to repeat the sins of the past, the evils of the past, and no one truly, truly, spiritually moves forward. But those who free themselves, submit, humble themselves, it is ego that says, I am the way. It is ego that says, I am the ultimate truth. Spirit is much more vast, much more broad, much more dynamic, as our creative universe is much more vast, much broader, much more dynamic. Fear the illusionary limits. Fear illusionary structures of control and surrender. God speaks in a soft, still voice. He doesn't have a prep team. He doesn't need commercials. He doesn't need a bullhorn. And speaks directly to you, through you, and from you. And every minute of every day, if we accept omnipresent, omnipotence, all-knowing, all-understanding, then indeed that power, that light, that gift is already there. You already have it. No one needs to give it to you. No one needs to sell it to you. No one needs to offer it to you. And any new packaging, it's already there. Just surrender to it. And in surrendering, there's transition, and transition always requires change. Change is just a natural part of the equation. People around you will be a little uncomfortable. Some will be more than a little uncomfortable. Some will not be able to even endure that type of light, that type of understanding, that type of freedom. So decide for yourself that this day I will be empowered. This day I will surrender only to Spirit. Spirit doesn't need any help. Spirit doesn't need a prop. Just remember and remember. And in your remembering, remember that all is indeed a blessing. If we can just see beyond the veils, because it's truly just a veil. When you're on that blind side of the veil, it seems more like a concrete 10-foot double reinforced wall. But then you have that breakthrough. You have that moment of clarity. And for those fortunate, you find the path, the yellow brick road. And yellow represents joy, but it also represents illuminating awareness, consciousness. And gold is a intellectual, rational, but durable material. It's probably the most durable material in our planet, being utilized in all manner of ways, both genetically, biologically, chemically, but even now in our technology and in many other areas of our life. Space travel could not happen without gold. So once your third eye opens and you begin to understand, you begin to see the symbolism, the usage of the symbolism, the manipulation of the symbolism all around us. But you hear the clarity of the truth, the clarity of understanding that we all so desperately seek and desire. So in the grand scheme of things, in the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of life and liberty, spirit and understanding, remember who you are. Remember, you are a powerful, loving, and loved creative child of God, Goddess. You are love. You are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork of true mathematical, biological, spiritual perfection. Do not be afraid of your power, of your magnificence, of your wisdom. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to change. When you transform, you inspire others to transform. So that our lives all become more aligned with the divine light, the divine vibration, the divine truth, and all its magnificence. Be powerful, be divine and magnificent. This is who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto our whole creation the divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourself from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. And just remember your perfect light, body, and consciousness. You have creative allowance to create and recreate the clarity, the peace, the serenity, the love and motivation you need, seek, and desire to move forward along your journey. I create and recreate my divine destiny. I am because my creators are. Doesn't matter what you are. I am because my creators are. And I've chosen to surrender to that. So I am, in spite of any blocks, in spite of any technical difficulties, in spite of those who may not come along. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. And my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I'm free from all concerns about the past. I'm free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I simply allow life. I simply allow spirit. I simply allow prosperity to flow to me. I simply allow love. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge, in the knowing, and understanding that all my needs are divinely taken care of. So I am open to all life's experience. When you're not in knowing that your needs are taken care of, you're not open. You shut down. we become tense, we become frustrated, we become non-flexible, non-resilient. The very things that we need to confront any endeavor, both spiritually and physically. So do not judge these moments. Take the time to just breathe. Welcome them, observe them, accept them as part of your spiritual buffering. If problems arise, do not resist them. Observe them with calm, open mind and spirit, and know that they will be resolved and answers provided. I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal. My creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, when I stop talking, when I stop thinking, they speak to me. They come to me. They administer to me. And all things become clear. Some of you have an inner dialogue that never stops, never stops. You're finding that you can't meditate and find calm peace in your consciousness for more than 5 minutes. I'm talking about you. You must find time to surrender, even within our own thoughts, in order to accurately hear from spirit. Our life is transforming in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing, peace and tranquility. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear, focused, vibrating with all light and understanding. Every day and every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious, and I trust in the natural flow of spirit. So I resist nothing, I yearn for nothing, I greatly receive all that comes my way as a part of the all is a blessing if you can see beyond the veils. But it's all just an attest and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am vast. And a part of the unified moment that is God, that is Goddess, that is consciousness, that is our cosmic crystalline universe. I am in balance. I am complete. Join me tomorrow here at high noon for the power lunch. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
We've got